They look more like, well, human sheep. Sticking out ears, white curls, a definite sheepish look, but standing upright, with hands. And he was pretty sure that there was no way you could get a cross between a human and a sheep. If there was, people would definitely have found out by now, especially in the more isolated rural districts. Something similar had happened with the kangaroos. There were the pointy ears, and they definitely had snouts, but now they were leaning on the bar drinking this thin, strange beer. One of them was wearing a stained vest with the legend, "Wagga Hay, it's the rye grass," just visible under the dirt. In short, Rincewind had the feeling he wasn't looking at animals at all. He took another sip of the beer. He couldn't raise the subject with Crocodile Dongo. There was a philosophical wrongness about drawing a crocodile's attention to the fact that there were a couple of kangaroos in the bar.
"Yous want another beer?"
said Dongo.
"Yeah, right," said Rincewind.
He looked at the sign on the beer pump. It was a picture of a grinning kangaroo. The label said, "Roo Beer." He raised his eyes to a torn poster on the wall. It also advertised Roo Beer. There was the same kangaroo holding a pint of said beer and wearing the same knowing grin. It looked familiar for some reason.
"I can't help noticing," he tried again. "I can't help noticing," he said, "that some people in this bar are a different chap from other people."
"Well, old Hollowlock Joe over there have put on a bit weight lately," said Dongo, polishing a glass.
Rincewind looked down at his legs.
"Whose legs are these? You okay, mister?"
"Probably been bitten by something," said Rincewind. A sudden urgent need gripped him.
"If out the back," said Dongo.
"Out back in the outback," said Rincewind, staggering forward.
He walked into an iron pillar, which picked him up in a fist and held him at arm's length. He looked along the arm to a large, angry face and an expression that said a lot of beer was looking for a fight, and the rest of the body was happy to go along with it. Rincewind was muzzily aware that in this case a lot of beer wanted to run away, and at a time like this it's always the beer talking.
"I've been listening to you. Where you from, mister?" said the giant's beer.
Ankh Morpork.
At a time like this, why lie? The bar went quiet.
"And you're going to come here and make a lot of cracks about us all drinking beer and fighting and talking funny, right?"
Some of Rincewind's beer said, "No worries." His captor pulled him so they were face to face. Rincewind had never seen such a huge nose.
"And I expect you don't even know that we happen to produce some particularly fine wines. Our Chardonnay's been specially worthy of attention and competitively priced, not to mention the rich, firmly structured, rusty Dunny Valley Semillions, which are a tangily refreshing discovery for the connoisseur, you bastard."
Jolly good. I'll have a pint of Chardonnay, please."
"You taking a piss?"
No, I'd like to leave it here."
"How about you putting my mate down?"
said a voice. Mad was in the doorway. There was a general scuffle to get out of the way.
"Oh, you looking for a fight too, Stubby?"
Rincewind was dropped as the huge creature turned to face the dwarf, fists clenching.
"I don't look for them. I just walk into pubs and there they are,"
said Mad, pulling out a knife.
"Now, you gonna leave him alone, Wally?"
"You call that a knife?"
The giant unsheathed one that had been called a sword if it had been held in a normal-sized hand.
"This is what I call a knife."
Mad looked at it, then he reached his hand around behind his back, and it came back holding something.
"Really? No worries. This," he said, "is what I call a crossbow."
It's a log," said Ridcully, inspecting the boatbuilding committee's work to date.
"Rather more than a log," the dean began.
Oh, you've made a mast and tied the bursar's bathrobe to it, I can see that.
It's a log, Dean. There's roots on one end and bits of branch at the other. You haven't even hollowed it out. It's a log.